The first thing that came in is just in asking the question, what do we need to know about the darkness and the light, was the information that just in asking the question, we are still holding on to polarities. Because in essence, guys, there is no darkness, there is only light, and we create what we want from the light. And we can create what we call negative and what we call positive. And how do we create from the light? I'm recapping quickly what I Am the Light was, our last webinar. Thought, emotion, focus, and staying in your heart. That's how you create from the light. I pick a thought, I pick an emotion, I pick a focus, and I hold the focus. And when I stay in my heart, I know. When I stay in my head, I doubt, which breaks the focus, changes the thought, and changes the emotion. The second thing that they told me to bring in is that no one and nothing needs saving. We are still, especially if you're along the road in your healing or practicing healing in any way, a lot of us mistakenly still fall into what we thought we left when we left organized religion or the limitations of organized religion, which is still trying to save everybody. And we know that everything is in its divine order. Everything is as it should be as we learn about creating and working with the energy of the light. The third thing is play. If we want to create in 2012, we've got to get back to playing. So play now. Just play with the energy. Let me explain a little bit about the intention that I mean about that, and then we're going to go right to the calls if we have any today. If not, I'll just keep talking. So what that means is a shift of intention. Because what it's been before is creation out of control, creation out of need, creation out of, all right, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do my affirmations, I'm going to do all this because I need more money, because I need a better body, because I'm desperate for a relationship. That's a whole different vibratory intention than I'm going to just go out and play with energy and see what I can create just for the sheer joy of seeing how I work with energy and how energy is manifested into creation physically through thought, emotion, focus, and heart-centered intention. And the last thing is love. How much love can you be? How much love can you give yourself? How much love can you send out into the world? You see, we're coming back to what we've all heard for as long as we can remember. God is love. Okay? Energy is love. Creation is love. So just put out as much love as you can and love yourself enough so much that you attract and allow all love coming back to you. See, when we feel like victims, we don't choose to joyfully create by picking the thought, the emotion, the focus, and heart-centeredness that we so are wanting to live in. Okay. So what I want you to get today is the intention behind your sending out the light limits or expands what you receive back. So my intention is to make sure I make enough money in this month. Now, you would think that that would limit. I would think that that would limit or expand. When I'm saying it limits it, I get a no. When I say it expands it, I get a no. So let's look at that. What's dropping out then? That I'm going to create so I can make enough money in this life. Behind that is I am doubting that I will. I am judging that I don't. And the emotion behind it is a little bit of desperation and control. So let's see then. I'm sending out love. I'm holding the thought of abundance, and I'm holding the thought of wealth. I'm going, oh, it feels good. That feels good, the freedom, you know, that all of that brings. I like that. I like the freedom that I can feel around, you know, abundance and wealth and health and wellness. And all that. Wow, that all feels so good. I'm going to send that out. I'm going to send that out, and I'm going to hold the focus on that because, man, that is the creation I intend to have in my life because it feels good. So how much can my heart give of abundance and love and health and wealth? How much can I put out there with my thoughts, my actions, my intentions, my feelings? How much can I put out there? And now I'm going to call the entire world in. God, Atman, Buddha, the guides, archangels, angels, the ETs, everybody, come match this for me. Okay? Come match this for me.